All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Katie Johnston with us, and she's in Jacksonville, and she does a lot of things, but let's just start out. She's a comedian. She's an actress. She does plays. She does yoga. She teaches kids comedic things. Maybe you can correct me later on in the episode, but something, she teaches kids some sort of things in yogic and comedic ways. And we're on our way home from a restaurant. I decided we need to whip out the podcast for her. So the first question I have for you, Katie, is what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
The best story from my life that has an underlying and valuable message. Ooh, honestly, all right, we're getting real quickly. Yeah. Okay. So a little backstory.
Okay. Yeah, give us a little. Okay. Oh my God, there's a Wawa. Sorry, I didn't know there was Wawa's.
Sorry, time out. There are Wawa's in Jacksonville. That's cool. Now you know.
Okay. And that's where I got food from earlier.
And there's also Zaxby's in Jacksonville. And for that, we are grateful.
Yes.
Okay, so a little backstory as to how I came to be in the first place. My parents met many, many moons ago. My dad was my mom's patient. So my dad was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 19 years old. My mom was a nursing student, and he was rolled into her emergency room very late one night. She was like super overwhelmed, and my dad was a super hunk, and he came into the ER and he looked at my mom with like these crazy blue eyes, and he said, "Are you gonna take care of me tonight?" And she said, "I'm gonna try." And then the rest was history. They fell in love, they got married, they had kids, but my dad was still very sick, and he was sick my entire childhood. And he died when I was almost 13. He died 2 weeks before my 13th birthday. And the day that we lost my dad, my mom took me and my brothers, and she sat us down in our living room, and he had been really sick for a really long time. He'd been in the hospital. She told us the news. And we, of course, you know, were immediately devastated. Mm. And in her following breath, you know, she said, "We lost your daddy this morning at 7:15 a.m. She goes, "And I know you're really sad, and I know you're really confused, and you're probably asking, why did this have to happen to our daddy? But I just want you to remember that if your daddy had never been sick, none of you would have been here."
Wow. That's
and so that was just something that, like, in the worst possible way, I learned at a really young age that even, like, in your darkest hour, when things are, like, really hard, there's always a reason and there's always a light.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've always held with me. Things always happen for a reason, even if we don't understand them. And we never may understand them, and that's okay, but that doesn't mean that there's not a reason for it.
Yes. Wow. That is top stories on the podcast. Thank you for sharing that with
us. Happy to share.
Okay, so the second one, and we're going to get a little industry specific. I know you have a few different industries, so feel free to pick one.
Choose an industry,
But my next question is, and actually I'm going to be a little selfish here, so if you can go the comedic or theatrical route.
Absolutely.
What is the number one thing that our audience should know about the, like, comedy or theatrical? I know they're not the same, but I'm kind of grouping them right now.
Okay.
What's the number one thing we should know about that industry that, like, maybe we don't know?
Well, I'll just group it as, like, performing or arts. The arts in general.
Yeah.
I think people look at this industry and they think that it's very glamorous, and there's an idea that, like, ooh, like, if you're good enough or if you're talented enough, right, you can be super successful and make millions of dollars and be really famous, and that's what it means to be a talented artist in this industry. And I think maybe people know this, maybe they don't. It's a business like any other, and like any industry, it's not necessarily the hardest, the most talented or the smartest or the hardest working that gets the farthest. A lot of times it's, there are a lot of different factors in play, and it's a business that if you really don't love it and you're not passionate about it and you're not willing to work hard and go through the very unglamorous parts of it, because there are a lot of very unglamorous parts of this industry, it might not be the right fit for you. I remember when I was in theater school, I had a teacher who said, if there is literally anything else in the world that you could see yourself doing aside from acting, do that instead.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So it's got to be like your one and only love. Like you not one.
And for me personally, at that time in my life, I was in college and there honestly wasn't anything that I could envision myself doing and being happy with. So I pursued that as a career path. And pursuing it as a career, again, it's brutal. And it took a lot of sacrifice. It meant working a lot of survival jobs. It meant not feeling artistically fulfilled, because it was just like waiting for auditions that didn't come and then getting parts that weren't like super satisfying. And I got burnt out really quickly and it stopped feeling fun and it stopped like fueling my soul. So I stepped away from performing for a good 10 years. And then I came back to it just because I missed it. My soul missed it. Like, my artist soul missed it. So I came back to it just for the love of it. And I'm like, I find another way to make a living and support myself financially. And I just, I perform because it's what feeds my soul. And it's what makes me feel most like me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Now, the next one is, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Girl, relax. Okay. It is okay. Like, it is not that serious. There are so many things that I stressed about and I worried about and I agonized about. That, like, at the end of the day, it all got better. And even the worst of days, right, like, that pain, it goes away. And in those moments where you're like, this will never end, I'll never get out of this hole, somehow, some way, you always get out of the hole. And if I just knew that going into it, I think maybe things would have been
been a little easier. I feel like that's actually, it's a pretty common type of thing. Like, I feel like when we're younger, we over-exaggerate things a lot.
Everything.
As to what they represent, like, you know, if you like fail a test, it's like the end of the world. And that's kind of a lame example, but
yeah, it gets better. It gets better. You just gotta hang in and you just gotta believe that every bad day ends and there are so many more good days on the other side.
Yes, agreed. All right, now we're gonna get deep, okay? Like, real deep.
Okay.
So, Katie, to you, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
What is the key to happiness? I think it's being grateful for what you already have. Because in any given moment, you have everything that you want and everything that you need if you choose to recognize it. And I think the greatest source of unhappiness comes from believing that your happiness exists outside of you, right? I'll be happy when I lose 10 pounds. I'll be happy when I get married. I'll be happy when I get this dream job or when I get a raise or when I buy my house. And then you're just putting your happiness out in the future somewhere and you never have it right here, right now, which is the only time and place when you can actually enjoy and experience it. And if you just take a moment and you look around at like what you have right here, right now, in any given moment, you can recognize that it's so much and it's more than enough, and that your happiness is inside you and it's just a choice of accessing it. And yes, you can do that whenever.
All right. And then what is the best book that you've ever read and what's the number one thing you learned from it?
The best book I've ever read and the number one thing that I've learned from it. Ooh, this is a tough one. I've read a lot of really great books. The one that always sticks out, I've been asked this question a lot of times, and for whatever reason, the one that always comes up first for me is Unbroken, which is the story, the Louis Zamperini story, and it was made into a movie and blah, 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 blah. And it's just, I think, the ultimate testament to the resilience of the human spirit. Okay. And I think it's, if you don't know Louis is that Prini was an Olympian, and he fought in World War II, and he was his plane went down, and he was stranded on the ocean, I think, for like 44 days or something, literally fighting off sharks. And when they were finally rescued, they were rescued, and they were captured as prisoners of war. And he was a prisoner of war for, I don't even remember how long, and what he endured and what he survived is nothing short of remarkable and miraculous, and it's just a testament to, yeah, human resilience.
All right, unbroken.
Yeah.
Okay, and sorry, in case I mean, is it based on true story?
It's not, it is. Yes, 100%.
Okay,
it is.
Okay. So my next one is, we're going to get a little deeper. Okay. And we're on the bumpy road now.
By the way,
in case you didn't realize, we are in a car.
We are driving. I'm driving right now.
So, yeah, this is cool because you're like doing your
multitasking.
So, do you have any regrets? If yes, what are they? If no, then why?
Do I have any regrets? On the one hand, I want to say no, because every choice that I've made, everything that I've done, has led me to the place where I am right now. And I believe that we're all on our own journey and we're all on our own path, and that wherever you are is exactly where you're meant to be.
Yeah.
And I think along the way, I've learned a lot about myself, and I've grown a lot, and I understand a lot more about me. Who I am and what makes me tick and what triggers me and, you know, what sets me off, blah, blah, blah. And I think that while I don't regret anything, because that would mean that I would be somewhere else, I do believe that if I were put in certain situations that I had experienced in the past, if I were put in those same situations today, I believe the person that I am today would handle things a lot differently than I handled things in the past. But I think maybe I needed those experiences to learn the lessons that I needed to learn.
All right. Well, Katie, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. It was a fun ride.
Thanks for riding with me.